You want to tell me Rebbe does not hold for the Chiyah Chorus by the daytime, the Thamma Stavra? So Mr. Alamalai, why not? Again, Mishkachas, like it's fine, the Yochalimtsa, that he ate in the daytime, and he swallowed a bone, Bechonk, and he choked himself, and he died right away. In Namiros, the Yochalimtsa, the Shkia Tacham, he ate right before Shkia. So he had a Shoyas, the Chapulay. He ate right before Shkia, and right after Shkia, it's too late already. So there's not enough time for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. The kids, it's possible to say that according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even on the Chiyuv Chorus of Yom Kippur itself. But still, there are times that you will receive chorus for the Aveira of Yom Kippur. So this, we don't have a clear proof.
Therefore, there's a Mukhwach Abayis Teretz. If you don't have a proof to say that Rebbe should hold that the chorus of Yom Kippur itself, it's not Mechaper without Shuvah. But the Maitre could be. It could be Taka the Chilik. We're only saying, though, that the proof is not a good proof. So after the Maitre, but Abayis Teretz is a good Teretz, now we have a Sophic. But it could be an Echnami. According to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is Mechaper and all Aveiras, even though you do not do tshuva, but only on the various of Yom Kippur itself, there you need tshuva. So if it could be, it's no stigma in the Torah's canon that one God, they both go according to Rebbe, and one is talking about the chet that you did on Yom Kippur itself, there it's not mechapa without tshuva, and the one that says mechapa no chatoim, that goes on shara various. Alright, we'll stop here.
The Gimel on the base, the top of the Gemara, it says, two dots. Echad Yisrael, v'yechad Kahanim, v'yechad Koyim Meshuach. Our Mishnah says that all these three people have the same kapora on Yom Kippur. So Mori asks the question, Hagufa Kasha, there's a steer itself in the Mishnah. Ketoni, first the Mishnah says, Echad Yisrael, v'yechad Kahanim, v'yechad Koyim Meshuach, that they all have the same kapora. Meaning by the Sawyer HaMishtaleach, the second Sawyer that goes outside, all over the cliff, everybody has their forgiveness in Yom Kippur from this Sawyer HaMishtaleach. For Hoda Tony, then the Mishnah says, Ma ben Yisrael l'Kahanim, what's the difference between Yisrael and Kahanim, or l'Koyim Meshuach, that Mashma they have different Kaporas, that the Yisrael have their Kapora from one Korban, and the Kahanim have their Kapora from another korban. So it's a fear of the Mishnah. Where do the Kahanim receive their kapora on Yom Kippur? So my answer is, Omer Rav Yehuda Hochi Komer. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Echad Yisrael, v'yechad Kahanim, v'yechad Koin Meshuach, mischaprim b'soy ha-mishtaleach, v'shar averus. It means v'shar averus, not to do with the averu of Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshu, not to do with the fact if you were Tomei and you went into the base of Mikdash, by your other Averis, everybody has the kapara from the story of HaMishtalech. Any chet that a Jew did, whether he did it b'mezid or b'shogeg, we come out as long as he does tshuva on Yom Kippur, he has a forgiveness. Why? Because of the story of HaMishtalech. That's mechapa both on Yisrael, on Kahanim, and even on the Kohen Gadol. On what? On Shar Averis. V'yein chilek b'neim. And on Shara Averis, there's no difference between the three of them. But, Uma ben Yisrael l'Kahanim l'Koyim Meshuach, where is there a difference on Yom Kippur between the Yisrael and the Kahanim and the Koyim Gadol? Where is there a difference? Ella, the difference is like this. Shahapar mechaper al Kahanim al Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshuv. That the special power the Koyim Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, his own power, so not only is it mechaper on the Kohen Gadol himself, but all his brothers, all the Kahanim, they all receive a kapara from this korban, from the power of the Kohen Gadol. If so, Umani, who does our Mishnah go like? Umani, we have Yehudi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya will learn like this. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is like this. By the Aveira of Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, if somebody was Tomei and he went into the Beis HaMikdash throughout the year, so then there's a difference on Yom Kippur. If you're a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, you receive the Kapora from the special power the Kohen Gadol brings for himself. If you're a regular Yisrael, then you receive the Kapora from the Sawyer Hanasa Befnim, on the Shnei Sirim they brought, that they made a Gerol. One is Lashem, one is Lazozel. So the Sawyer that's Lashem, that's Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshuv for Yisrael. And the second one, the Sor HaMishtaleach, the one that sent over the clip, that's Mechapa for everybody. Whether you're a Yisrael, a Kohen Gadol, you have your Kapara on Shar Averis from the Sor HaMishtaleach. That's what our Mishnah holds, and that's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya was not like this. The Pasuk says, V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh. That means Zeh Lefnai Lefnim. That if somebody did a chet, that he went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai Lefnim, when he was Tamei, so this korban is mechaper. As oyel moed, if you went into the oyel moed, zehechol, not the kodesh hakadoshim, we went into the regular kodesh. Rashi says, be avoidus par v'sor Hashem kipurim tziv. This pasuk is talking about either the soil Hashem or else the par the kohen gadol brings, which is mechaper for tumas mikdash hakadoshim. So whether you became tummy in the kodesh hakadoshim or whether you became tummy in the oyel moed, that's the hechol. Rosam in the Pasuk says, Mizbeach, Kimashmo, that you are Tomei and you went to do the Avodah by the Mizbeach. Yechaper, then the Pasuk says a second time, you know, they said Yechaper, it's the first time. Ela Wazorus, these are anywhere in the Beis Hamikdash. When you come into the Ezra's Noshim, you become Tomei there, so you have a Chet Tumas Mikdash, these Kabonas are Mechaper. Then it says, Kahanim Kimashmo, that they receive their Kapora from the Par Kohen Gadol. Imakal, it says with the regular Kahal congregation, Elu Yisrael goes on to Yisrael. They receive their kapara from the Soyer Lashem. Then it says Yechaper, a second time it says the word Yechaper in the Pasuk, which with Ashna means Elu HaLevim. It goes even on the Levim. What does that mean to say? That Hushvu Kulam Lechaporachas. They all have one similar type of a kapara. What does that mean to say? Well, the second Yechaper, Rashi says, is like extra. It's coming to teach us that in one point, they're all alike. What does that mean? Shemischaprim b'soyer ha-mishtaleach b'shar averus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That by shar averus, not the aver of tumas mikdash hakodeshim, any other aver you have, Yom Kippur is mechapa, why? With the korban soyer ha-mishtaleach. Who is the mechapa for? For everybody. Kol Yisrael. For Yisrael, for a kohen, for Kohen Gadol, for Levi, everybody receives their kapara equally with the Sor HaMishtaleach. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and this is our Stam Mishnah. However, Rabbi Shimon says, he also says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, no, that Kishem Shedam, Soyer HaNase Befnin, just like the Soyer Lashem, that's brought inside, Mechapara Yisrael. It's only Mechapara Yisrael. On what? Al Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshov. If he went into the Beis Hamikdash throughout the year when he was Tamei, so kach the same way dam hapar, when the Kohen Gadol brings his special power in Yom Kippur, it's also mechaper ala kahanim, not only for himself but for all his brothers, all the kahanim. On what? Al tumas mikdash kedoshim. This everybody agrees to. This even Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that for the chet of tumas mikdash kedoshim, the kahanim received the kapara from the power the Kohen Gadol brings. Now, Reb Shimon goes further, though. Ukeshem shevidui shel soya mashtalech mechapara Yisrael v'shar averos, just like the rest of the Yisraelim. They received their kapara on shar averos, other averos. Where? From the soya mashtalech, you should know, kach vidui shel par, the same way when the Kohen Gadol says vidui, when he brings his special par on Yom Kippur, Mechapar ala kahanim b'shar averus, that the kahanim receive their kapara even for shar averus from the same power of the Kohen Gadol. So according to Rabbi Shimon, all the kahanim receive their kapara equally from the power of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol and all the other kahanim receive the kapara not only from the chet of tumas mikdash hakadoshim, but even the chet of shar averus. Any avera kohen did, he receives his kapara from the power of Kohen Gadol. What does the Lazozel do? Lazozel is only a kapara for Shara Veris of Yisrael, but not for Kahanim. Now the Gemara says, Ulu Reb Shimon, I hovadai hushvu, a question we said before, an extra word Yechaper, that on Yom Kippur, everybody has a similar type of a kapara. And according to Reb Shimon, it's not true. The Kahanim and the Yisraelim never have the same kapara. So where is the hushvu? So Gemara says, my hushvu, what does it mean? It's similar? It just means the Bnei Kapora Ninu, that everybody receives the Kapora on Yom Kippur. Niyu, but you should know, Kol Chad Vechad Mechabe B'Denav Shei. Each one has his own Kapora. Or Yisrael, for Tumas Mikdash is the soil Hashem. For Shara Veris is the Lazozil. And for Kahanim, they receive all their kapara from the power of the Kohen Gadol. This is the way of Shimon Darshins. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? The Pasuk says, V'lokach eshnei ha'sirim. You're supposed to take on for Yom Kippur the two sirizim, two young goats, and you bring the goyrul, and you choose which one is Hashem and which one is Lazozel. But it says, V'lokach eshnei, take both of them. So he dashins that Iskush, Soyer, and Mishtaleach, Lissor, and Asa Bifnim. There's a Hekeshir that they both have the same type of a kapora. What does that mean? Ma Soyer, and Asa Bifnim. Just like the Soyer that's Lashem, that's brought inside. Eino Mechaper, Ala Kahanim, Al Tumas Mitha Shekhodoshov. It does not have anything to do with the Kahanim. True, the Soyer, Lashem, is Mechaper, Al Tumas Mitha Shekhodoshov. But for who? The Chsidbe says by it, Asher Lohom. Which is for the nation, for the congregation, meaning the Yisraelim. So that's pshita, that the chatas Lashem, the soil Lashem, is only mechaper Hashelom for the chet of Tumas Mitzvah Shigadoshov by the Yisraelim, not for the Kahanim. So that's the loch of the Sur HaNasa Bifnim. So Rabbi Shimon holds, Af Soyer HaMashtaleach is Hekesh, the same way the second soil that goes outside Lazozel HaMashtaleach. It's not mechaper ala kahanim. It has nothing to do with the kahanim b'shara verus. Only to Yisraelim. Just like the Sor Hanasa Befnim is only mechaper for Yisrael on Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshov. The same way the Sor Hanasa Bachut Lazozel is also only mechaper for Yisrael, not for a kohen. That's from Shimon's pshat. For the more of Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with this? For Rabbi Yehuda, he'll have to tell us that Lacha Yiskish. You know why there's a hekesh? What do we learn out? The two serim. That the pasuk says, V'lokach eshnei ha'serim. What does the two have to do one with the other? It just means to teach us, She'yushovim b'mara. Both serim, both goats, have to look alike. B'l'v'koyma. They have to have the same height. U'v'donim. They have to have the same value. It's not so easy. But you have to find two goats that look alike, the same height, and they have the same value. That's what the pasuk means. But once you bring the two, and you have the Gerul, and one's Lashem and one's Lazozel, they have different kaparas. The Lashem is only for Yisrael, but the Lazozel is for everybody. That's what Yehuda's drush before Yechaper, that everybody has the same kapara by the story of Lazozel. Yehuda, that's what's coming for. Now the Gemara says, that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now, man tano, Lord the Tana Rabbanim. Who is the Tana of this brisa? We have a brisa that says, V'shochat es soyer hachates ha'shelom. That is the soyer Lashem, the first soyer of the Shnei Gerolot that goes Lashem, it's a chates. It says, Lohom, she'enakanim eschaprim boy, that the soyer that's brought in the Pnim is only for Yisrael and not for Kahanim. Kahanim have no kaporo. Uva ma mischaprim, where do the Kahanim receive their kaporo for the chatoim of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshov? Or the Hatmin Riz, any kaporo. Where does the Kohen receive any kaporo? Uva ma mischaprim, the power shel Aaron. Only by the power of the Kohen Gadol brings his special power, that's mechaper for Kahanim. But the soil Hashem, that's only for Yisrael, not for Kahanim. Now, Yochel, I would think, lo yischapu the power shel Aaron. Maybe the Kahanim do not even receive a kaporo from the power of the Kohen Gadol. Why? Sharei Kvanemer, it says by the Kohen Gadol, Asher Loi, that this power, this korban is for him. It's his own korban. So maybe only him, and not even for the other brothers, the other Kahanim. Meyativ so, ein lem kaporo. But this is the Kashan now. It says now, so, Kahanim, and the Havimina means, will have no kaporo at all on Yom Kippur. So this is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least by Shar Averis, they receive a kapara from the soil Lazozel. And here it's Mashmo, if Kahanim do not receive a kapara with the power of Kohen Gadol, they have no kapara at all. So it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that the Kahanim do not fit in with the power of Kohen Gadol, because it says Asheloi, since so the Kahanim will have no kapara at all. Mayat is so, ain't lehem kapara. So it said, no, Keshuam, when the Pasuk says, Yechapra ala kahanim, the first Pasuk, we had said that kahanim do receive a kapara. If so, Mutsin lehem kapara, we find they have a kapara. But now the question is, Bamahe mischaprim, where do they receive their kapara? We have a svar on the chatis lashem, it's not for them, it says Hashem. It belongs to Yisrael, not to kahanim. And the parakah in Godla says Asher Loi, mashm only for him, and not for the other brothers. If so, where do we put the kahanim? So the answer is, mutav, it's better. So Yischapu b'poro shel Aaron, we should put his kaporo with the par shel kohen gadol. Sherei hutam neklali yetzer beisoi. Because there is a heter, we find a new heter, not only Loi, but even beisoi, even his own wife. So even though the pasuk says Asher Loi, to him, it's lav dafka to him, his beisoi is also included. So once his beisoi, his house, his wife, we could also include already the other brothers. And the yal yischapu b'sar nasa b'fnim, but we should not put him into the chatas l'ashem, into the soil l'ashem, why? Shlihotu miklalo yetzu beisoi. There's no such heter for any kind at all. For the loch of the chatas l'ashem, the soil l'ashem, there it says asher lo'om. It's only a kapor for Yisrael and not for Kohen, not even for the wife of the Kohen Gadol. So since we don't find any heter at all for Kahanim, so Kahanim do not belong to the Chatas Lashem, but rather to Svara, we should put the regular Kohen into the kapor of the par Kohen Gadol. Even though it says Asher Loi Mashmitz his kapor alone, but now we find the heter, his base is also included. So once his base, the brothers also. If your heart is still bothering you, that's not a good answer. I will tell you, the Pasuk says, Beis Aroin, Baruch Hu Hashem. Beis Haledi, Baruch Hu Hashem. Yiri Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem. So Rashi explains, Beis Aroin, meaning all the Kahanim. That all the Kahanim are called the Beis Aroin. They're called Baruch Hu Hashem. So when the Pasuk says here, V'chipa Ba'adoi, Uvad Beisoi, by the Parakoin Godol, it says that the kapor will be bad beisoi. So you know who beisoi means? Not only his wife, but all the other brothers are also included in beisoi. That's the pasuk of beis Aaron. Means all the kahanim are called beis Aaron. So therefore, when the pasuk says by the par kohen gadol that the chipa ba'adoi uvad beisoi, shita beisoi means the shar kahanim. So that's what this brisa says. So that the Shar Kahanim have the kapara from the Par Kohen Gadol. So now the question is, Man Tana, who's the Tana of this Brisa? Somewhere Rabbi Yimya, the like Rabbi Yehuda. This Tana here is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Omar Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kahanim Yeshlam Kapara Visor HaMeshtaleach. That Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, that by Shara Veris, everybody is Shava. Everybody receives their kapara on Shara Veris from the Sori HaMashtaleach, whether you're a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, or Yisrael. Here the Brisa says that if the Kahanim do not fit with the Par Kohen Gadol, they have no kapara at all. And that's not true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kahanim divide up. That for the Chet of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshav, there they need the Par Kohen Gadol. Because of the Chatas Lashem, that's Mechapran Yisrael. For Tumas Mikdash, it says Asher Lo'om. So the Chatas Lashem true is only for Yisrael or Tumas Mikdash. The Kahanim need the Pasha Kohen Gadol. But on Shara Averis, we have Yud Old, everybody is Shava. Everybody receives the Kapara from the Sori HaMashtaleach. And here the Brisa is Mashmo that a Kohen would have no Kapara at all if he doesn't belong with the Sori, with the power of the Kohen Gadol. Therefore this Brisa is not like Rav Yehuda, or Man Yehuda to go like, Ravam Rabbi Shimoni. Before we have a stamp raisa, like Rabbi Shimon. The Yom that he says, Kahanim ain't lam kapor besoy meshtaleach. That's from Shimon and Mishnah, that he owes the Kahanim have nothing to do with the Shnei Sirim. He has Hushvul Shnei Sirim, just like the one Lashem is only for Yisrael, Huadin Lazazel is also only for Yisrael. The Kahanim receive all the kapora only from the power, Shor Kohen Gadol. So now this price goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Abayu Amino. A filu time Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to tell me the price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hochikom. This is what the price means to say. Nayata, if you're telling me this, Ein lam kapora b'tumas mitzvah shekudeishuv. The Brayis only meant to say, where will the Kohanim receive their kapara on the chet of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshim? That's what's bothering us. In other words, the Shara of Eris, we know they have the kapara from Lazozil, but on the chet of Tumas Mikdosh, or Yisrael has its kapara from the Soyer Lashem. But there it says, clearly Asher Lo'om, only for the Yisrael and not for the Kohanim. So that was the Brayis' question. Where do we put the Kohanim to receive the kapara from Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshim? From the power Kohen Gadol that says Asher Lo'i, Mash Matim to the Kohen Gadol and not to the other brothers. That's what it meant. When it says Yichaper al Kohanim Mitzvah Sheshtam Kapara, we find Kohanim do receive the kapara. Bishar Averus. If so, Ukumashim Mitzvah Sheshtam Kapara Bishar Averus, Kach